I've compiled all these notes from little bits and pieces here and there.
Skupio sam ove zabilješke, male djeliće od ovde i onde.
And in scouring through them this morning, I found I'd missed something in the detail of the Jayadeva story.
Prolazeći jutros kroz njih, pronašao sam da sam nešto propustio, jedan detalj u priči o Jayadevu Gosvami.
Which I'll speak now.
Koji ću sada reći.
That Jayadeva had gone to the Ganga being perplexed, not being inspired to write this verse, this line of the verse, but feeling hesitation to do so.
Jayadeva je otišao na Gangu da se okupa, osjećaju u sebi jednu tjeskobu, zato što je bio inspiriran da napiše taj stih, a isto vremeno osjećao strah.
Then Padmavati saw him come back very soon after that.
I onda kada Padmavati vidio kako brusko nakon toga dolazi.
And then he said that you please serve me the meal.
On je rekao, molim te, posluži mi ručak.
So she served him, then he went in his study.
Ona mu je poslužila i onda on otišao studirati.
He went in his room to write.
U svoju sobu da piše.
And then again, she sat down to take her meal after serving him.
Si ode uzme svoje objed nakon što je njega poslužila.
And then again, she saw him come after some time in and ask or he was prepared to take the meal. He saw her eating. Sorry, I'm getting mixed up here. He saw her eating, and he was very surprised.
Ne, onda nakon nekog vremena je ponovo vidio njega kako dolazi i vidivši nju kako jede, on je bio iznenađen.
Because at that time it was a universally followed custom that no Hindu wife would eat until her husband had eaten.
To vreme je univerzalno bio sređen princip da nijedna žena ne bi jela prije nego što njen muž suprug bio pojeo.
So he's very surprised. How come you're eating?
Ali je bio iznenađen. Kako to da ti jedeš?
And she was surprised. Why you're asking?
Ona je bila iznenađena, pa zašto ti pitaš?
You already came and I served you and now it looks like you came back from the river again. What's going on?
Pa već si došao i ja sam te poslužio i evo, sad odjednom izgleda kao da si opet došao sa rijeke. Šta se zbiva?
And she described everything that had happened and Jayadeva had some understanding, he had some idea what might be going on.
I ona je opisala što se desilo i onda Jayadeva imao ideju što bi se možda moglo desiti, što se možda desilo.
And he entered his room where he was writing and he saw there was no one there but written in his handwriting in golden letters was the line which he had hesitated to write.
Onda ušao u svoju sobu i tamo nije bio nikoga, ali u njegovoj knjizi zlatnim slovima bile su upisane riječi koje je on okljevao da upiše.
Dehi padda pallava udan, that you give the you please give me your lotus feet which are like a newly sprouting bud.
Molim te, daj mi svoje lotosa stopova.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur commented that Jayadeva Goswami, Bilva Mangal, Chandidas and Vidyapati, these four poets.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur je komentirao da Bilva Mangal Thakur, Chandidas, Vidyapati and Jayadeva Goswami, ova četvorica pjesnika,
had within them the transcendental mood of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was awakened and revealed even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance.
On je rekao da je taj transcendentalno raspoloženje gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu se pojavilo u njima čak i prije nego što se sam gospodin Chaitanya pojavio.
I'm going to speak now on Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Yeah. Yeah, there's not that much known. Yeah. It may be there are different ways these stories are told.
Pitanje je bilo da nakon što smo odrezali ruke, on je kao zvao gospodina, tako rekao Maharaj, on je Murari Gupta prvoj čuo priču da se sjedio gospodina Džagarata, pošto njegove ruke izgledaju odrezane kao ruke gospodina Džagarata. Maharaj je rekao da ima raznih verzija te storije.
And taking bits and pieces from here and there. There are sometimes conflicting stories also.
Je uzimo djelove ovdje, od ovdje i od ande i često se te priče suprotstavljaju ili su različite verzije priče. I didn't hear the question.
Why he was called Goswami? Because he lived with his wife.
Aha, pitanje bilo zašto se on zvao Goswami, iako je živio sa svojom suprugom.
The title Goswami is generally given to renunciants.
Titula Goswami je generalno dana osobama koje su odbjenici.
Although householders are supposed to be Goswami in principle also.
Iako su kuće domaćini također u principu se pretpostavlja da su Goswami.
I don't know exactly how the title Goswami is given to him.
Ne znam točno kako mu je titula Goswami dana.
It may have been that in his he was previously a renunciate, so that title may have been given to him.
Možda se on prethodno bio odvojio, pa mu je ta titula dana. Možda.
It could also be a family name, although the family name Goswami, at least among in our sampradaya, came after the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but there are also Goswamis by family title in other parts of India.
Moguće je da mu je to bila obiteljska titula Goswami, iako u našoj sampradaji ta titula se počeo pojavljivati nakon pojave gospodina Chaitanya, ali postoje Goswami u drugim dijelovima Indije.
As I was saying this morning, the details of history, philosophy, there's unlimited research to do.
Kao što sam rekao, za tim detaljima povijesti i filozofije postoji neograničeno rad da se učini.
And we may not even find the answers to all our questions.
I mi možda nećemo naći odgovor na sva ta pitanja.
Anyway, the essence is Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Chan Hare Krishna and be happy.
Ali, bilo kako bilo, esencija je Krishna je svevišnja božanska osoba, pjevajte Hare Krishna i budite sretni.
There may be millions of details which we are not aware of.
Postoji milijune detalja koji mi možda nismo svjesni.
So anyway, about Gopal Bhatta Goswami, one of the famous six Goswamis.
Sad ću govoriti o Gopal Bhatta Goswami, koji je jedan od slavnih šestorice Goswamija.
Is described as Gaur, in the Gaur Ganodesh Deepika as formerly being Ananga Manjari.
Opisan je u Gaur Ganodesh Deepiki da je u Krishna Lili on bio Ananga Manjari.
Who is Ananga Manjari? The sister of?
Radharani.
Anyone know?
Radharani.
Yeah. Although Kavi Karnapo, who compiled Gopa, this Gorganodesh Deepika, says that according to the opinion of some, he was previously Guna Manjari.
Kavi Karnapura, koji je napisao u Gorganodesh Deepiku, je rekao također, naveo da prema nekim on je također Guna Manjari.
Not very much is known about Gopal Bhatta Goswami compared to others of the six Goswamis.
Se jako mnogo o Gopal Bhatta Goswami u poređenju sa ostalim Goswamima.
One reason for that is because when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami asked for blessings for writing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gopal Bhatta Goswami gave it on the condition that he not write about him.
Jedan od razloga za to je da je kada je Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tražio blagoslov da piše Chaitanya Charitamritu, Gopal Bhatta Goswami ga je zamolio da ne piše o njemu.
That's a Vaishnav humility.
To je Vaishnavska poniznost.
He doesn't think that he should be written about.
On ne misli da treba pisati o njemu.
So his name is mentioned repeatedly as is in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami offers obeisances to him along with the other of the six Goswamis.
Njegu ime navedeno u Chaitanya Charitamritu kada Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami odaje poštovanje skupa tako sa ostalim Goswamima.
Details of his pastimes are not given.
Ali detalji njegovih zabava nisu dani.
Although something was given later in Bhakti Ratnaka.
Ovo nešto je kasnije napisano u Bhakti Ratnakari.
So, Gopal Bhatta Goswami appeared in 1500 Anno Domini, according to the Christian calendar, Gregorian calendar, 1500.
Govorite Goswami se pravi prema kršćanskom kalendaru u 15. stoljeću.
1500 or 1503, there are different opinions.
Postoje dvije verzije, 1500. ili 1503. godine.
As the son of Venkatabhata.
Kao sin Venkatabhata.
In South India, in the temple town of Sri Rangam.
U južnoj Indiji u hramu gradu Sri Rangamu.
Now, even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Sri Rangam.
Čak i prije nego što je gospodin Chaitanya stigao u Sri Rangam.
He saw in a dream Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed himself to him.
U snu mu se gospodin Chaitanya razotkrio.
And he witnessed all of the Lord's pastimes in Navadvip.
I video je sve gospodinove zabave u Navadvipu.
But after this he heard that the Lord had taken sannyas.
A nakon toga je čuo da je gospodin prihvatio sannyasu.
So he didn't like that. Most of the devotees they preferred to see him in his grihastha appearance rather than his sannyas appearance.
So on nije bio sretan sa tim, jer većina bhakta preferira da vidi gospodina u njegovoj pojavi kao grihastha, ne kao kao sannyas.
So he became distressed to hear of this.
On je bio uznemiren pošto je to čuo.
And at this time the Lord revealed this dream of the Navadvip Lila.
U tom trenutku mi je gospodin razotkrio u tom snu Navadvip zabavu.
So, having taken sannyas, Lord Chaitanya traveled in South India.
Pošto je prihvatio sannyasu, gospodin Chaitanya putovao južnom Indijom.
On the plea of looking for his departed elder brother, Vishwarup.
Pod izgovorom da traži za svog starijeg brata Vishwarupa koji je prihvatio sannyas.
But actually to deliver all the people of South India to Krishna consciousness.
A u istinu da bi oslobodio sve stanovnike južne Indije dajući im svjesnost Krišne.
He was very happy when he came to Sri Rangam because it's a place of bhakti.
Bio je vrlo sretan kada je došao u Sri Rangam jer je to mjesto bhakti.
Where all the time there's many hundreds of brahmanas engaged in the service of Lord Ranganatha Swami.
Je cijelo vrijeme više stotina brahmana uključeno u obožavanje gospodina Ranganatha Swami.
And many pilgrims all the time visiting the
i mnogi hodočasnici cijelo vrijeme posjećuju to mjesto.
And although the atmosphere was saturated with bhakti.
Iako je cijela atmosfera prožeta sa bhakti.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, everyone was astonished at his level of bhakti.
Kada se pojavio gospodin Chaitanya, svatko je bio zapanjen sa njegovim nivom bhakti.
They've never seen or imagined anyone as Krishna conscious as he.
Nisu nikada vidjeli niti zamislili nekoga koji je toliko svjestan Krišne kao što je on.
Because while they in their sampradaya they offered prayers in a formal manner.
U njihovoj sampradaji oni upućuju molitvu u jednom općem raspoloženju.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in ecstasy of love of God was chanting the holy names of Krishna and dancing.
Raspoloženje gospodina Chaitanya, ljubav prema Bogu je pjevanje svetog imena gospodine i plesanje.
Singing in a sweet voice, Gai Gora Madhu Sare.
Pjevajući slatkim glasom, Gai Gora Madhu Sare.
And sometimes falling on the ground in ecstasy.
Ponekad padajući na zemlju u zanosu.
With his beautiful, large, golden form.
Sa svojom prekrasnom, velikim tjelesnim oblikom.
Enchanting the minds of everybody.
Opčinjavajući um svakoga.
So the people of Sri Rangam were very happy to receive him.
Stanovnici Sri Rangam su bili vrlo sretni da ga prime.
And just at the time when he came there, it was the time of the beginning of Chaturmas.
upravo u trenutku kada je on tamo došao, počeo je vrijeme Chaturmasi.
When people or the itinerant renunciates, they stop their traveling and remain in a holy place for 4 months.
Kada odvojenici, ljudi koji putuju, prestaju svoje putovanje, ostaju na jednom mjestu 4 mjeseca.
So, among the many residents of Sri Rangam who were charmed by the appearance and manifest devotion of the Lord was one named Venkata Bhatt.
Među mnogim stanovnicima Sri Rangama koji su bili opčinjeni ljepotom gospodina, bio je jedan koji se zvao Venkata Bhatt.
And he invited the Lord to his home.
I on je pozvao gospodina u svoj dom.
As was the cistern, traveling sannyasis had been invited to a brahmana's home to take prasadam.
Kao što je to bio običaj da kuće domaćini pozovu putujuće sannyasi u svoj dom da prihvate prasadam.
And Venkata Bhatta invited him to stay for the full 4 months of Chaturmasya.
I Venkata Bhatta ga je pozvao da ostane za sva 4 mjeseca Chaturmasya.
Which invitation the Lord accepted very happily, graciously.
Taj poziv je gospodin prihvatio vrlo sretno i sa zahvalnošću.
And during that 4 months, the Lord accepted invitations from different brahmanas each day.
I tokom ta 4 mjeseca gospodin je prihvatio pozive različitih brahmana svaki dan.
And he enchanted all the residents and visitors to Sri Rangam with his superlative and unimagined bhakti.
I on je učinio sve stanovnike i posjetitelje Ranganata sa svojom uzvišenom i nepomljivom bhakti.
During that time, during that 4 months, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had many discussions with Venkata Bhatta.
Tokom ta 4 mjeseca gospodin Chaitanya imao mnogo diskusija, razgovora sa Venkata Bhattom.
Of which one is recorded in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Od kojih je jedna zapisana u Sri Chaitanya Charitamriti.
How in a joking manner, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the superiority, the ontological superiority of the worship of Krishna in Vrindavan over, specifically of the gopis' worship of Krishna in Vrindavan, over that of the worship of Lakshmi of Narayana.
U kojoj gospodin Chaitanya na jedan šaljivi način uspostavlja i dokazuje da je uzvišenije obožavanje gopija Krišne u Vrindavanu nego što je to obožavanje Lakshmi Narayana.
So, Venkata Bhatta and his brother Tirumala Bhatta and cousin Prabodhananda Saraswati, who was a sannyasi, they were all enchanted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Tako Venkata Bhatta, njegov brat Tirumala Bhatta i ujak Gopal Bhatta, Prabodhananda Saraswati, svi su bili upčinjeni gospodinom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And they all became his convinced followers.
I svi su postali njegovi uvjereni sljedbenici.
Well, one little detail that I didn't put, when Venkata Bhatta first brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house, then he washed his lotus feet and drank that, along with his family members, drank that water.
Jedan mali detalj koji sam ispustio, kada je Venkata Bhatta pozvao prvi puta gospodina Chaitanya u svoj dom, oprao njegova stopala i popio tu vodu skupa sa članovima svoje obitelji.
So that's just a little detail. That would happen everywhere.
To je mali
detalj. Wherever he went.
To je mali detalj. To se dešava svuda gdje on dolazio.
But it's good to put these little details in so we can learn about this culture.
Ali je dobro staviti te detalje u priču tako da možemo naučiti o toj kulturi.
So, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Sri Rangam in the Christian year 1511.
Tako gospodin Chaitanya došao u Sri Rangam kršćanske ere 1511.
And at this time Gopal Bhatta, the son of Venkata Bhatta, was just a young boy.
I u to vrijeme Gopal Bhatta, sin Venkata Bhatta, bio samo mali dječak.
Srimala Bhatta and Prabodhananda Saraswati, along with Venkata Bhatta, they were members of the Ramanuja or Sri Sampradaya, as were all the Brahmanas there.
Svi su oni, Venkata Bhatta i Tirumala Bhatta, su bili pripadnici Sri Sampradaya, koji su svi Brahmane tamo.
And Mahaprabhu was very affectionate to young Gopal.
Mahaprabhu je bio vrlo privržen mladom Gopalu.
When he would come to offer obeisances, the Lord would take him in his lap, seat him in his lap.
Kada bi došao odati poštovanje gospodinu, gospodin je uzeo Gopal Bhatu i stavio ga u svoje krilo.
And after finishing his meal, he would regularly call Gopal and give him his remnants.
I nakon što bi završio svoje jelo, on bi regularno pozivao Gopal Bhatu i dao mu ostatke svoje hrane.
So for 4 months he had the remnants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Tako on je 4 mjeseca jeo ostatke gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Pretty good start in life, huh?
Ja, vrlo dobar početak života, jel da?
So, after the when Chaturmasya was coming to an end,
nakon što Chaturmasya došao kraju,
Mahaprabhu prepared to continue on his travels around South India.
Gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu se pripremio da nastavi sa putovanjem južnom Indijom.
And Venkata, all of Sri Rangam, and especially Venkata Bhatta's home, during these 4 months, had day by day been increasing in ecstatic love of Krishna.
I cijeli Sri Rangam, a posebno Venkata Bhatta i njegova kuća, su svi dan u dan povećavali svoju ekstatičnu ljubav prema Krishna.
But seeing the rainy season of Chaturmasya coming to an end, it all became filled with great trepidation.
A vi vidivši da Krishna sezona prestaje, da se Chaturmasya završila, svi su postali izgubljeni, ispunjeni tjeskobom.
That now this wonderful sannyasi is about to leave.
Sada će ovaj prekrasni sannyasi otići.
So just as he was about to leave, Gopal came and offered obeisances and fainted in fear of imminent separation.
I upravo prije nego što će otići, Gopal je došao ispred njega, odao mu poštovanje i on je svjestio se od straha, od blisko predstojeće odvojnosti.
So just to console him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed just another 2 days.
I samo da bi ga umirio, gospodin Chaitanya ostao još 2 dana.
He instructed him to remain serving his father and mother.
Instruirao ga da ostane služiti svog oca i majku.
And to go on with Krishna consciousness, always chanting the glories of Krishna.
Da nastavi sa svjesnošću Krishna, uvijek pjevajući o slavama Krishna.
And after his mother and father had passed away, to proceed to Vrindavan Dham.
I nakon što njegov otac i majka napuste tijelo, neka ode u Vrindavan Dham.
Gopal went on with his studies.
Gopal je nastavio sa svojim učenjem.
And became experts, especially in grammar, poetry and rhetoric.
Postao je ekspert posebno u gramatici, poetici i retorici.
After this, he was instructed in Vedanta.
Nakon toga je bio instruiran u Vedantu.
And his uncle Prabodhananda particularly instructed him in the devotional scriptures and devotional understanding of scripture.
Njegov ujak Prabodhananda je posebno instruirao u devocijske spise.
So Gopal was always thinking of Mahaprabhu.
Gopal uvijek mislio o Mahaprabhu.
And thinking when again he would get the opportunity to see Mahaprabhu and serve him.
I uvijek je mislio o tome kada ću opet imati tu priliku da vidim Mahaprabhu i služim ga.
So after some time his parents told him that yes, you should now prepare to follow Mahaprabhu's instruction.
Nakon nekog vremena roditelji su mu rekli ti se sada trebaš pripremiti da slijediš Mahaprabhu instrukciju.
And it's time for us to leave this world.
A nama je došlo vrijeme da napustimo ovaj svijet.
Now, Gopal knew that Mahaprabhu was in Puri.
Gopal je znao da je gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu u Puriju.
But his instruction that he'd received from Mahaprabhu was to go to Vrindavan.
A on je dobio instrukciju od Mahaprabhu da ide u Vrindavan.
But never, so he took that instruction and went to Vrindavan.
A on ipak uzeo da je prihvatio tu instrukciju i otišao u Vrindavan.
So he was living in great separation from Mahaprabhu.
I živio u velikoj odvojenosti od gospodina Mahaprabhu.
He didn't ever see him again.
Nikad ga više nije vidio.
Directly, eye to eye.
Oči u oči.
But when he arrived in Vrindavan, he met Rup and Sanatan Goswamis. They were the leaders of all the devotees there.
Kada je došao Vrindavan, tamo su se Rupu i Sanatan Goswami koji su bili vođe svih bhakta tamo.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already told them that this Gopal will be coming from South India.
I njima je gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu već rekao, doći će Gopal iz Južne Indije.
So they, he was much younger than them, but they accepted him as a companion in the service of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Iako je bio mnogo mlađi od njih, oni su ga prihvatili kao sudionika, kao kompanjona u službi gospodinu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And Rupa Goswami sent word to, he sent a message to Mahaprabhu in Puri that Gopal has come.
I on je, Rupa Goswami je poslao poruku gospodinu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu u Puriju da je Gopal stigao.
In those days communication was by sending a messenger who would walk.
U to vrijeme komunikacija se odvijala tako što bi poslali glasnika koji bi hodao.
So it was a slow means of communication.
To je bio spor način komunikacije.
But it seems that there was it seems that regular devotees were going between Puri and Vrindavan.
Izgleda da su između Purija i Vrindavana regularno bhakte išli.
So there was regular communication, but somewhat slow by our modern standards.
Bila je regularna komunikacija, ali na neki način sporija u odnosu na naše moderne standarde.
So when Mahaprabhu got the, of course he knows everything, but when he was formally informed that Gopal had reached Vrindavan, he was very pleased.
Naravno, gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu zna sve, ali kada je on formalno obavješten da je Gopal stigao Vrindavan, bio je vrlo zadovoljan s tim.
And he sent some of his, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent some of his own used items.
Gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je poslao neke od svojih vlastitih korištenih stvari.
With another devotee going from Puri to Vrindavan.
Po drugom bhakti koji je išao iz Purija u Vrindavan.
He sent him a little wooden seat. Still you see it in India today, just like this size and this high.
Dakle, poslao mu jednu malu drvenu postolje ili sjedalo, koja je veličina ovoga ispred, koja vidite visine jednog pedlja.
And then he sent his copin, used copin, and some cloth, some outer cloth that he had used, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had used.
Također mu je poslao svoj kopin i još neku odjeću izvansku koju je koristio.
So Gopal Bhatta received that and worshipped that cloth.
Gopal Bhatta je prihvatio tu odjeću, primio tu odjeću i obožavao je.
And he used that seat to when he was engaged in deity worship.
I koristio je to sjedalo kada je obožavao božanstvo.
And the seat and the remnants of that cloth are still being worshipped at the Radharaman temple in Vrindavan.
I to sjedalo i ostaci te odjeće još uvijek su obožavani u hramu Radharaman u Vrindavanu.
Radharaman, the deity of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, how he appeared, that's another wonderful narration.
Kako se pojavio božanstvo Radharaman, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, to je jedna također prekrasna priča.
Gopal Bhatta, he used to worship 12 shalagram shilas.
Gopal Bhatta je običavao obožavati 12 shalagram shila.
And he would take them with him wherever he went.
I nosio ih sa sobom kud god bi išao.
Now the story of Radharaman's appearance, there's two slightly different versions.
U toj priči o pojavi Radharamana postoje dvije malo različite verzije.
That one time a rich merchant, having darshan of Gopal Bhatta, wanted to render some service to him.
Jednom prilikom je bogati trgovac, nakon što je imao susret sa Gopal Bhattom, poželio da učini neku službu za njega.
And he presented him some valuable cloth and ornaments.
Poklonio mu je nekakvu vrijednu odjeću i ukrase.
But as a renunciate, Gopal Bhatta had no he didn't personally use them, he kept them with his shilas.
pošto je bio odvojenik, on ih nije koristio, već ih je koristio za sve šive.
And he was thinking, well, it would be nice if I could, if like the other of the Goswamis there, if I had actually a deity form who I could dress, because you, Shalagram is limited how much you can dress and decorate
U stvari on je to držao tu odiću skupa sa šivama i oni u stvari kao i ostali Goswami želio u stvari imati božanstvo pod njih tako da bi mogao lijepo odjevati božanstvo jer je u prilikom božanja Shalagram Shiva ograničeni ste u načinu na koji ih možete odjenuti.
So as usual that evening he offered bhog and arati.
Kao i obično, tu večer je ponudio Bogu i arati šilama.
And covered them with his practice was to carry them wherever he went in a cloth, and then at night he'd cover them with a basket.
On je prakticirao kud god je išao da ih nosi u komadu patna, a navečer bi ih prekrio košarom.
So he didn't have any fixed residence.
On nije imao nikakvo stalno mjesto boravišta.
Like Rupa and Sanatan. Or he would simply travel in the area of Vrindavan.
Ne poput Rupa i Sanatana, on je jednostavno sam putovao u području Vrindavana.
And just take rest under a different tree.
I odmarao bi pod različitim drvićem.
It's quite austere, isn't it? You'd like to take rest under a tree? In this kind of weather?
Da, to je velika stroga, zar ne? Bili ste voljeli uzeti odmor pod nekim drvetom po ovakvom vremenu?
They got the name. Sorry? I can be colder than this.
On kaže tamo nije tako hladno, ali Mahač kaže može biti hladno kao ovo.
Who's been in Vrindavan in the winter? It's može colder
biti,
than this.
It's more cold.
Yeah. It's significantly colder.
Može biti još hladnije.
Sometimes it goes, it doesn't freeze, but it goes down to sometimes 2-3 Celsius.
Ne smrzava se, ali nekad ovdje do 2-3 stupnje.
It's very cold.
Vrlo hladno.
So, they didn't get the title Goswami just as some kind of name.
Oni nisu dobili tu titulu Goswami samo kao nekako imenovanje.
So anyway, at this time, Gopal Bhatta, he was near the bank of the Yamuna.
U to vrijeme Gopal Bhatta je bio blizu obale Yamune.
And early in the morning, he went to take bath in the Yamuna.
I rano ujutro otišao kupati se u Yamuni.
And he came to start the puja of his shalagrams.
I počeo raditi puđu svojih šalagrama.
When he removed the basket, he saw that one of the shalagrams had transformed into a beautiful deity.
Kada je podigao pokopac korpe, vidio je da se jedan od šalagrama pretvorio u prekrasno božanstvo.
And he informed Rupa and Sanatan and all the others, but they all came to see who is this wonderful form who has manifested himself.
I on je obavijestio Rupu i Sanatana Goswami, oni su svi došli da vide tu prekrasni oblik koji se sam manifestirao.
So they named him, the Goswamis named him Radharamandev.
I Goswami su mu dali ime Radharamandev.
Was very special deity.
Koji je vrlo posebno božanstvo.
He is very, for various reasons. One reason is the way he appeared, just when Shalagram transformed himself into Radharaman, out of just to fulfill the desire of his devotee.
Iz različitih razloga to je posebno božanstvo, samo na primjer taj način na koji se pojavio i Shalagram Shive, samo da bi ispunio želju svog bhakta.
Another reason he's very special is that, although he's called Radharaman, you can't see Radha. She's there, but you can't see her, as with most other Vrindavan deities.
Drugi razlog je što tamo ne možete vidjeti Šrimati Radharani, iako je ona tu, vi je ne možete vidjeti, za razliku od drugih božanstva u Vrindavanu.
Just a silver crown is placed to the left of Radharaman, and that symbolizes Radha is there for those of us who can't see her.
Samo je srebrna kruna stavljena na lijevu stranu od Radharamana, ona simbolizira da je Radharani tamo za nas koji ne možemo vidjeti.
Another way is very special is that his bodily form has very intricate features.
Drugi razlog zašto je tako posebno da njegov tjelesni oblik ima vrlo prekrasne crte.
Even fingernails and teeth.
Čak ima i čak se mogu vidjeti i prsti i zubi.
And then on the back side of his body, of course we can't see all this, but the pujaris, they tell us, on the back side of his body you can see the original Shalagram Shila, the form from which he manifested.
A također na zadnjem dijelu tijela, na leđima, ono što mi uglavnom ne možemo vidjeti, ali pujari nas informiraju, možemo vidjeti u stvari ostatke Shalagram Shila iz koje se on originalno manifestirao.
Another way he's very special is that of the original deities who are in Vrindavan, only Radharaman and Vrindadevi stayed. All the others went to Jaipur or mostly different part of what is now Rajasthan, Rajputan.
Druga specifičnost je ta da od svih božanstva u Vrindavanu samo su Radharaman i Vrindadevi ostali u Vrindavanu, dok svi ostali su otišli u Jaipur i neke druge dijelove Rajasthana.
So sometime after this, Gopal Bhatta made a pilgrimage to the Gandaki River in the Himalayas, the Himalayan section.
Nakon nekog vremena, nakon što se to desilo, on je Gopal Bhatta napravio hodočašće to Gandaki River u Himalajama.
Which that is the river in which the transcendental forms of Shalagram appears.
To je rijeka u kojoj se transcendentalni oblici Shalagrama pojavljuju.
So as he was returning, there was suddenly a great downpour.
Dok se vraćao, bio je veliki pljusak.
And he took shelter in the house of a brahmana.
I uzeo utočište u kući jednog brahmana.
That brahmana was very happy to receive him.
Taj brahman je bio vrlo sretan da ga primi.
And he begged this sadhu for the benediction, having served Gopal Bhatta very nicely, and begged him for the benediction.
On je služio Gopal Bhatta vrlo lijepo i molio ga za jedan blagoslov.
That as I have no children, I beg that you may bless me, that I may have a son who will be a great devotee of Lord Sri Hari.
Pošto nemam djece, molim te blagoslovim da dobim sina koji će biti veliki bhakta gospodina Harija.
And that my first son I will send to you to be your servant.
I tog svog prvog sina poslaću k tebi da bude tvoj sluga.
So one day when Gopal Bhatta was returning from bathing in the Yamuna, that is about 10 years later.
Jednog dana dok se Gopal Bhatta vraćao sa kupanja na Yamuni, to se desilo 10 godina kasnije.
And he saw at the place where he kept his things one young boy sitting as if waiting for him.
I on je mogao vidjeti na mjestu gdje ostavio svoje stvari jednog mladog dječaka kako sjedi kao da ga čeka.
And when that young boy saw Gopal Bhatta Goswami approaching, he immediately fell down offering full prostrate obeisances.
Kada je vidio, mladi dječak, kada je vidio Gopal Bhattu kako prilazi, ustao je odao potpuno dandavat poštovanje.
So Gopal Bhatta inquired, who is that, who are you?
I Gopal Bhatta ga pitao, tko si ti?
So he gave his name and identity and said, I'm from this village, my father has sent me here to serve you.
I on se predstavio, rekao je svoje ime i selo iz kog dolazi, rekao me, otac me poslao ovdje da te služim.
So the boy's name was Gopinath.
I ime dječaka je bilo Gopinath.
He was initiated by Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
He bio iniciran od Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
And he served him, the boy served him very faithfully.
I dječak ga je vrlo vjerno služio.
And later he took up this boy, became the servant, took up the service of Radharaman.
I kasnije taj dječak prihvatio daljnje služenje Radharaman.
He became known as Gopinath Pujari.
I postoje poznat kao Gopinath Pujari.
He remained a brahmachari all his life.
Ostao je brahmachari cijeli svoj život.
His younger brother, Damodar Das,
njegov mlađi brat Damodar Das,
along with his whole family,
skupa sa celom obitelji,
accepted initiation from Gopinath, his brother.
Oni su prihvatili inicijaciju od Gopinatha, njegovog brata.
And also engaged in the service of the deity.
I također su se angažirali u službi božanstava.
So, their descendants are the present-day Saivites or servitors of Sri Radha Raman.
Njihovi potomci su današnjim danas sluge Radha Raman božanstava.
Even today, among all the many temples in Vrindavan, that of Radha Raman is considered very special.
Čak i danas, iako u Vrindavan ima jako mnogo hramova, taj hram Radha Raman se smatra vrlo specijalan.
And the servants of Radha Raman, the Goswamis, they are very prestigious and influential in the Vrindavan area.
I ti sluge Radha Ramana su vrlo prestižne osobe i utjecajne osobe u toj području Vrindavana.
For their learning, high standards of deity worship,
zbog svoje učenosti i visokog standarda obožavanja božanstava.
For their culture,
zbog svoje kulture.
And they have also they have preached very widely.
I oni također vrlo propovjeduju na široko.
And throughout northwest India, the culture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known largely due to the efforts of the Radha Raman Goswamis.
I zbog njihovih napora Radha Raman Goswami, dakle slave gospodine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu su poznate diljem sjeverozapadne Indije.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and our own Srila Prabhupada, they had very nice relationships with the Saivites of Radha Raman.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, naš Srila Prabhupada, imali su vrlo lijepi odnos sa slugama Radha Ramana.
And that is continuing to the present day.
I to se nastavlja sve do današnjeg dana.
That the Saivites of Radha Raman have openly welcomed the disciples of Srila Prabhupada.
Kada sluge Radha Ramana otvoreno izražavaju dobrodošlicu učenicima Srila Prabhupada.
At Radha Raman temple you'll find always there's some nice musical performance for the Lord. Some nice kirtan or some drama performance.
U hramu Radha Ramana uvijek postoje nekakve lijepe muzičke izvedbe, neke drame, neki kirtan se provodi za zadovoljstvo gospodina.
So it's the center of high culture in the service of the Lord.
To je područje visoke kulture u službi gospodina.
So Gopal Bhatta Goswami he was seeing Radha Raman. But at the same time, he is always feeling separation from Gaurasundar.
Gopal Bhatta Goswami je dobio svoju inspiraciju od gospodina Gaurasundara.
So sometimes he would see Radha Raman as Gaurasundar. Radha Raman would take that form just to pacify his longing to have darshan of Gaurasundar.
I ponekad bi njegovo božanstvo Radha Raman poprimio oblik gospodina Gaurasundara čisto da bi tažuo njegovu želj da vidi oblik gospodina Gaurasundara.
Among his other disciples was the great Srinivasa Acharya.
Među drugim njegovim učenicima, osnovnim učenicima, bio je veliki Srinivasa Acharya.
He wrote several books.
On je napisao nekoliko knjiga.
Including the Hari Bhakti Vilas, which is a combined work between himself and Sanatan Goswami.
Uključujući Hari Bhakti Vilasu, koji je kombinirani rad njega i Sanatan Goswami.
It appears that Gopal Bhatta first of all prepared all the research materials, which is no small job, to search through all the scriptures and find those instructions which are relevant for Gaurīya Vaiṣṇavas.
Izgleda da je Gopal Bhatta prvo napravio istraživački rad, što nije mala stvar, što je težak rad, naći sve one detalje koji su bitni za tako jedno djelo.
Then Sanatana Goswami he went through all his research and organized it and selected those selected and expanded on that which Gopal Bhatta had collected.
Onda se Nathan Goswami iz onoga što je Gopal Bhatta kolektirao i prenašao, prošao kroz to, sistematizirao, obogatio to.
And Sanatan Goswami published it in the name of Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
I Sanatan Goswami to publicirao u ime Gopal Bhatta Goswamija.
And similarly, the Shad Sandarbha of Jiva Goswami, another massive work based on extensive research.
Slično tome, Shad Sandarbha Jiva Goswami je jedno drugo vrlo veliko djelo. Bazirano je na istraživanjima.
Jiva Goswami has written in the introduction that he compiled that on the basis of research done by Gopal Bhatta, or a similar work, an earlier work done by Gopal Bhatta.
Jiva Goswami u svom uvodnoj reči kaže da je svoje djelo napisao na osnovu istraživačkog rada jednog sličnog djela Gopal Bhatta Goswami. This scripture is available today of this research work of Gopal Bhatta.
Hari Bhakti Vilas is available?
No, he's thinking about this for Shad Sandarbha.
No, the original work is not there.
Originalno djelo. Dakle, pitanje je bilo da li je to djelo na osnovu koga Jiva Goswami napisao Shad Sandarbha danas dostupno, Maharaj kaže da nije.
Radha Ramana Haribol, like that. Yeah, but
excuse me, I didn't hear a question.
He's asking about chanting Radha Ramana Haribol.
Dakle, pitanje je o pjevanju ove pjesme Radha Ramana Haribol.
Prabhupada has clearly directed us what to chant in kirtan.
Srila Prabhupada nas je jasno uputio što mi trebamo pjevati.
We should chant mostly the Hare Krishna mantra.
Uglavnom trebamo pjevati Maha mantru.
And that we can chant bhajans by Prabhupada specifically mentioned Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das, Lochan Das.
Srila Prabhupada je također rekao da možemo pjevati bhajanje, specifično je naveo Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur i Lochan Das Thakur.
Prabhupada himself wrote two poems.
Srila Prabhupada je također napisao među poeme koje trebamo pjevati.
There is actually huge corpus of works by the Vaishnav acharyas.
Postoji sad jedan veliki opus djela Vaishnav acharya.
So it seems that Prabhupada preferred us to, when there are many braja kirtans,
izgleda da postoji jako puno braj kirtana,
which they may not be useful for sadhaks like ourselves, as the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which they help us by giving us philosophical understanding.
Ti braj kirtani ne moraju biti toliko korisni za nas kao sadake, za razliku od pjesma Bhaktivinoda Thakura koje nam daju filozofsko razumijevanje.
Lala, come here and eat the butter. I mean, it's written for the, or rather, these songs are actually for devotees on the platform of perfection.
Lala, dođi ovamo, jedi moj maslac. To je pisano, stvari, to su pjesme koje su pisane od osoba koje su dosigle nivo savršenstva.
So, songs like Gopinath, Mama Nive Dana Shuno.
Na pjesme poput Gopinath.
Hobe Hobe Bolo Shedi Nama.
Kabe Hobe Bolo Shedi Nama.
No, this I was just saying. Paramakarana Pahundivijana. They help us to understand Siddhanta.
Sve ove pjesme nam pomažu da shvatimo Siddhantu.
Okay, I'm going to now speak about Malini Devi.
Sada ću govoriti o Malini Devi.
The wife of
Shiva Stakura.
Very good.
Ženi Shiva Stakura.
There's not very much described about any of the female of devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Nema puno opisa o bilo koje ženskog osobe u ženskom tijelu bhakte gospodina Chaitanya.
When I say female devotees, I mean there's no intrinsic difference between the male and female devotees of the Lord. They're all pure devotees.
Kažem osobe u ženskom tijelu, ne mislim da je neka velika razlika između muškog i ženskog bhakte, oni su svi bhakte.
But socially, women or devotees in women's bodies or whatever you want to say, they traditionally had a more reserved and withdrawn role.
Tradicionalno osobe u ženskom tijelu imaju jednu više rezerviranu i povučenu ulogu.
And even in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a grihastha, we don't find that, just like in the kirtans, it's all men, it's not. The women may have been having their kirtans, but not in the same place, it would appear.
Čak i u zabavama gospodina Chaitanya kao grihaste, ili čak možemo vidjeti u kirtanima, tamo su uvijek muškarci, čak žene ne bi trebalo, nisu nikad prisutne tamo u kirtanima.
I remember reading a fictional book of devotees, Satsuru Maharaj.
Sjećam se, čitao sam knjigu koju je napisao, jednu zamišljenu knjigu Satsuru Maharaja.
He was envisaging devotees in South India when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited there.
On opisuje jedno mjesto u Južnoj Indiji kada je tamo gospodin Chaitanya posjetio to mjesto.
So he described how after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit, they all went on Sankirtan around the village together.
I onda je opisao kako nakon što je gospodin Chaitanya posjetio selo, oni su svi otišli skupa u Sankirtan okolo sela.
And he described in the Sankirtan party how at one point the sannyasi turned and said something to one of the women.
I opisao kako jednom trenutku neki sannyasi se okrenuo i rekao nešto jednoj ženi.
But actually the women, they wouldn't go in the Sankirtan party.
Ali u stvari žene nisu išle u Sankirtan povrcu.
Nor did sannyasi talk. It's such a different culture. I mean, this kind of thing just shows to me how even our devotees, you know, they're very good devotees and they're very sincere, but without living and seeing that culture, then you just presume that it must be like the West.
Niti se takve stvari dešavaju, da ne znam, sanjasi se okreće i govori nešto ženi. To je samo znak jednog nepoznavanja te prave kulture. I to samo govori da iako je neko vrlo ozbiljan, iskren, bakta i tako dalje, da dok ne živi i ne vidi tu kulturu, on će samo jednostavno zamišljati neke stvari i očigledno krivu.
There's another thing that just brought to my mind, how Prabhupada described how from the very beginning of life he used to go with his friend, one friend, to visit the temple of Radha Govinda in Calcutta.
Jedna druga stvar mi padne na pamet, kako što je pravo potpisuje, kako je skupa s jednim svojim prijateljem cijeli život išao posjećivati hram Radha Govinda u Calcutti.
So it's described in Prabhupada Lamrita how Prabhupada was sitting in the pram with his friend.
I opisano je u Prabhupada Lamrita.
Perambulator.
Sorry?
Pram. You know this? They put babies and they push it.
Aha, yeah.
There's no such thing in India. Now they maybe just started introducing.
Tako, Šri Prabhupada je sedio sa tim svojim prijateljem, ne znam, kod neke koljevke, kako sam je shvatio.
So. No, he was sitting in the pram and said, the baby, Abhay Charan. So he was kind of, you know, adding a little, in visualizing the scene. But it's just, you know, so. I'm just. No, he's being pushed in the pram according to the description, but it's not like that. They don't have prams. They don't have roads which are suitable for prams either.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, understand.
They didn't even have bicycles. You know,
opisano tamo je opisano da kao da je neko gurao taj prijatelj da je gurao Šrila Prabhupada u kolicima, međutim tamo nema adekvatnih ulica za da uopće možete gurati kolica, tako da to je još jedna stvar koja nije točna.
Even today, more than 99% of people in India who speak English, if you say pram, they have no idea what you're talking about.
Čak i danas, 99% ljudi u Indiji koji govore engleski, ako im kažete tu reč pram, oni ne razumiju što govorite.
So, you know, these people make different comments about Indian culture and how various things, but I mean, it's really a different culture and you have to try to enter into that to understand it.
onda ljudi daju razne komentare kako je indijska kultura, ali u stvari teško je razumjeti, i zaista moramo pokušati ući tu kulturu da bi je razumjeli.
And it's important as devotees that we try to do that, because that culture is, the original culture is that which helps us to go to the spiritual world. It's the culture of the spiritual world, as presented in this world.
I mi kao bhakte trebamo se zbilje potruditi da uđemo u tu kulturu, jer ta kultura je u stvari originalna izvorna duhovna kultura koja je na taj način prezentirana u ovom svijetu.
Whereas the culture of the modern Western world is, it's just preparing us to go to hell, that's all.
Dok kultura modernog zapadnog svijeta nas samo priprema za odlazak u pakao.
Okay, anyway, here's a narration, it comes in Chaitanya Bhagavat, of Malini Devi.
Tako je ovdje priča koja se pojavlja u Chaitanya Bhagavati o Malini Devi.
Who, living in the house of Srivas Thakur, obviously, was fully involved in all the wonderful pastimes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda enacted there.
I ona je, pošto je živio u kući skupa sa Srivas Thakurom, zasigurno bila u potpunosti uključena u sve prekrasne zabave koje su gospodin Chaitanya i Nityananda provodili tada.
In Krishna Lila, she was an elderly gopi who used to feed Krishna her breast milk.
Ona je u Krishna Lili jedna starija gopija koja je obećavala hraniti Krishnu svojim vlastitim mlijekom.
After her son died, which is another story connected with Srivas Thakur.
Nego što je njen sin umro, što je jedna druga priča koja je povezana sa Srivas Thakurom.
Then Nitai and Gauranga, who were daily, or rather nightly, every night, dance in the home of Srivas.
Potom su Nitai i Gauranga, koji su dnevno, točno i noćno, plesali u domu Srivasa.
They told her that, mother, you lost one son, but we'll both be your sons, you got two.
Rekli su joj, majko, izgubila si jednog sina, ali nas dvojica ćemo obojica postati tvoji sinovi.
And especially Nityananda, who was always in the mood of a naughty cowherd boy.
Posebno gospodin Nityananda, koji je uvijek bio u raspoloženju vragolastog dječaka pastira.
And most of the time he was not in what might be considered by the psychologists acting like a normal person.
Većinu vremena on u stvari sa točke gledišta nekakvih modernih psihologa ne bi ga smatrao normalnom osobom.
And actually he's not a normal person.
I uistinu nije obična osoba.
He's the supreme personality of Godhead.
On je vrhunska božanska osoba.
Supranormal, not supernormal, supranormal. I don't know if there's any translation for that in Croatian.
On je
above the normal platform.
On je iznad normalnog nivoa.
So, his regular habit was to drink breast milk from Malini.
Njegova redovna navika bio da pije mlijeko iz grudi Malini.
Even though she was too old for that, from the external appearance.
Sa iznoske točke gledišta prestar da bi činio tako
što. But having a great transcendental affection for her as mother, he allowed all this to he. By his arrangement, or by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, all this became possible.
Ali, pošto bi bilo privržen Malini i aranžmanom Yoga Maya, sve to bilo moguće da se desi.
Just by his touch, her withered up breasts became full of milk.
I samo njegovim dodirom, njene grudi bi postale pune mlijeka.
And just by seeing him, then milk would flow from her breasts.
I samo vidjevši Nityanandu, njene grudi bi se ispunile mlijekom.
Now, among her household duties was to wash the brass paraphernalia used for deity worship.
Jedna od njenih kućnih dužnosti je bilo da pere mjedinu parafernaliju koja se koristi u obožavanju božanstva.
So after deity worship, that would all be kept outside, and then in due course of time it would be washed.
Nakon obožavanja božanstva, onda bi bilo ostane vani i nakon nekog vremena bi bilo oprane.
And again, it's different to what you might imagine. It doesn't mean you bring it to the sink, but you take it outside and it's washed with earth and grass or coconut husk like this.
Nije da biste ih odnijeli do nekakvog umivalnika, već bi one bile prane sa pijeskom, zemljom ili ljuskom kokosa.
So, one day the used paraphernalia was outside and a crow picked up one brass cup and flew off with it.
jednog dana da parafernalija bila na polju i došla jedna vrana koja je ukrala jednu malu mjedenu posudu.
And Malini became very disturbed.
Malini je postala vrlo uznemirena.
Because she knew her husband got very angry.
Znao je njen muž će postati vrlo ljut.
He'd be very angry and he'd blame her for this.
I biće vrlo ljut i krivit će zbog toga.
So she was weeping and wondering what to do.
Ona je jadikova i razmišljala što učiniti.
So Nityanand came and said, "What's going on? What's the problem?"
Nityananda je naišao i rekao, "Što se zbiva? Čemu je problem?"
"Just tell me and I'll solve the problem for you."
Samo mi reci, ja ću riješiti sam problem.
So she told him that it was the container with ghee that the crow had taken away. She told that this is what has happened.
I u stvari to je bila posljedica u kojoj se nalazio gi i opisala mi što se desilo, kako je vrana uzela to.
So, Lord Nityananda called out, "Crow!"
Gospodin Nityananda je pozvao, "Vrano!"
"Come back here and bring that bowl immediately."
Vrati se odmah ovdje i donesi taj bowl.
So, Crow came back and with the brass cup and its beak.
Vrana se vratila natrag sa tom posudom i počela govoriti.
And Malini fainted.
Malini je pao u nesvijest.
In these leelas you'll find, you know, everyone's always fainting in ecstasy and tears pouring from their eyes, and I mean that's just normal, you know.
Ovim zabavom uvijek možete vidjeti da neko pada u nesvijest, suze teku iz njegovih očiju, to je normalno.
What the psychologists call normal is actually abnormal.
Ono što psiholozi zove normalnim je u stvari nenormalno.
So then Malini, when she came back to consciousness, she started offering prayers to Lord Nityananda.
Kada se Malini povratila ponovo u svoju svjesnost, počeo upućivati molitve gospodinu Nityanandi.
"You are that same person who brought the dead son of his guru back to life."
Ti si ona ista osoba koja je dovela mrtvog sina guru natrag u život.
Who's that?
U Sandipani Muni.
Krishna. Brought the son of Krishna and Balaram brought the son of Sandipani Muni back to life. "You are the person who maintains all the worlds."
Ti si osoba koja održava sve svjetove.
"If you can bring someone back from Yamaraj's abode, then what is it to you to bring back a cup that a crow has stolen away?"
Ti možeš vratiti nekoga iz obitavovišta Yamaraja, što je onda za tebe da kažeš jednoj vrani da vrati tu posudu?
All the unlimited universes are held on your head.
Svi neograničeni univerzumi nosiš na svojoj glavi.
Yet you don't feel any unease.
I ne osjećaš se uopšte nekomfortno zbog toga.
You simply maintain them all by your energies.
Jednostavno ih održavaš samo svojom energijom.
Unlimited ignorance of the conditioned soul which has gone on since time immemorial is immediately vanquished just by chanting your name.
Neograničeno neznanje živih bića koje postoji od pamtivijeka i istog trenutka raspršeno samo pjevajući to sveto ime.
What then is it for you to bring back a cup stolen by a crow?
Što je onda za tebe da vratiš posudu ukradenu od vrane?
Previously, as Lakshman, you protected Sita Devi in the forest.
Prije si kao Lakshman zaštitio Situ u šumi.
Yet you never looked at her above her ankle.
Ali nikad nisi pogledao iznad njenih gležnjeva.
By the force of your arrows, Ravana and his whole dynasty was totally vanquished.
Snagom tvojih strela Ravana i cijela njegova dinastija je bila u potpunosti uništena.
Thus bringing back this cup is only an insignificant demonstration of your unlimited prowess.
Stoga vrativši natrag ovu posudu, to je samo jedno mala manifestacija tvojih neograničenih moći.
Previously, Kalindi, who had offended or not understood your glories, came to offer obeisances and prayers at your lotus feet.
U prošlosti Kalindi, koja nije shvatila tvoju veličinu, došla je da ti uputi molitve i poštovanje.
As he who simply by his energy all the 14 worlds are maintained.
kao onome zahvaljujući čijim energijama svih 14 svjetova su održavani.
So what is it for you to bring a cup stolen away by a crow?
I što je onda za tebe da vratiš posudu ukradenu od vrane?
Nevertheless, we should not take for granted your activities.
Bilo kako bilo, ne smijemo uzeti tek tako ovo kod tvoje aktivnosti.
Everything you do is a manifestation of yourself as the absolute truth.
Sve što činiš je manifestacija tebe kao apsolutne istine.
This is the conclusion of all the Vedic literatures.
To je zaključak svih vedskih spisa.
Nityananda Prabhu said.
Nityananda Prabhu reče.
Could you give me something to eat?
Možeš mi dati nešto da jedem?
He's completely in the mood of a young boy.
Bio u potpunosti u raspoloženju mladog dječaka.
So that is a little bit of sweet nectar of the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu with his adopted mother, Malini Devi.
To je bilo nešto malo i zabava gospodina Nityananda Prabhuva sa njegovom pomajkom, kao prihvaćenom majkom Malini Devi.
I'm just looking to see if little Malini is here. She's not. No?
Paš gledam da li ovdje mala Malini.
She's sleeping. Eh?
Ona spava.
All right, you can tell her.
Možeš joj reći kasnije.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You all like to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing pastimes?
Želite se pridružiti zabavama, plesnim zabavama gospodina Chaitanya?
Goranga Nritya Nitya, his dancing is going on eternally.
Goranga Nritya Nitya, njegovo plesanje se odvija uvijek.
Adapi ho jai lila kare gora rai kono kono bhagyavane dekhi bare pai. Even today, those who are very fortunate can see all the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going on.
Čak i danas oni koji su sretni mogu vidjeti da se sve zabava gospodina Chaitanya i dalje odvijaju.
Hare Krishna. Any question?
Imamo nekih pitanja.
Yeah.
Kako možemo ući u te zabave?
You already are.
Ti već jesi u njima.
Prithivite ache jato nagar adi gram sabatra pachao hoibe morana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that his holy names would be preached all over the world.
Gospodin Chaitanya prorekao da će se njegovo sveto ime propovijati diljem svijeta.
So, the Sankirtan movement is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement.
Sankirtan pokret je pokret gospodina Chaitanya.
That big mridanga is being played by him.
Ta velika mridanga je svirana od strane njega.